Sanhedrin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Hey, 10:5, and we continue to discuss the Ir HaNidachas. We're going to darshan a couple of psukim over here. The first is the pasuk that says Hake Sake Es, which means you shall certainly kind of smite, destroy. The missing words says Vegomer in the Mishnah, but the missing words to complete are Yoshvei Ha'ir Ha'hi Lefi Charev, the resident of that city by the sword. So we're going to darsh from the words Yoshvi Ha'ir, which are understood to be extra, that Hachameret v'hagamelet ha'overet ha'makom l'makom. If you have like a caravan that's of donkeys or of camels, and the people who are, you know, the donkey drivers, the camel drivers, passing from place to place, if they stay in that city, they're in Nidachas, for a period of 30 days, at least, so then they're included as residents of the city. Now, the idea here being, the way the Mishnah is focusing on it, is Hare Elu Matzilanosa, those people could save the city, because we need to have the majority of the city being turned to idol worship. And the assumption is that these guys are outsiders who are just there for 30 days or so. They're not really part of the main community, and therefore they won't be dragged in necessarily like the rest of the city members are, and so therefore to idolatry. And therefore, when you have to figure out majority, they are included as part of the denominator. So if you have, like, let's say 100 residents of the city, and then you have these like 20 people who are just like passing through, have been there for a month or so, so then you have 120 in the denominator. You need to have, therefore, 61 people in total to have turned to idolatry. So that the potentially those extra, if you had, let's say, you know, 51 people out of 100 residents, excluding the caravan people, you'd have a majority, but the caravan people tip the scales now to make it, you know, that all told, there's only a minority of people who have served idols. The truth is that while that's true, it doesn't need to be for the good, it could be for the bad. In other words, if the idol worshippers include the kind of temporary residents that are passing through, so then they can also tip the scales in the other direction, if so be it. So the basic point here is just that people who are residents of the city for at least 30 days are included as members of the city in terms of the calculation to determine whether the majority have turned to idol worship. The second part of the Mishnah says, Hacharem osa ve'es kol asher ba. You will essentially make off limits, forbidden, everything in the city and everything in it. So here, the point is we have like sort of a couple limudim, but I'll me speak it outside first, and I'll show the words inside the Mishnah. The limudim are coming to teach you that everything in the city gets destroyed, essentially, whether it belongs to the guilty people who served idols or even the innocent people who didn't serve idols. It all gets destroyed. However, there's a difference. People who are guilty of idol worship, their stuff is all destroyed, even if it isn't in the city currently. So they have, you know, stuff on their vault in Switzerland that also has to be destroyed. It can't go to their heirs. Whereas the people who didn't serve idols, their possessions outside of the city are not destroyed. That's the basic point of the Mishnah. Now, I just saw a beautiful explanation. Why should it be that the people who are innocent, why should their stuff get destroyed, even the stuff that's in the city? The answer is those people who are innocent should have picked up and moved elsewhere. What are they doing sitting and living in a town that the majority of the Jews have turned to become idolaters? Obviously, what happened is they're sticking around because they don't want to abandon their stuff. So therefore, it's befitting that they made a bad decision, and the consequence are the stuff that kept them from doing what they should do in terms of their avodas Hashem is also destroyed. Now, the words inside the Mishnah, and I'll go to the drushas, it says as follows, that Mikan Amru, we learn from that pasuk, first of all, that Nichse Tzadikim, the property of the innocent people who didn't serve idols, Shebesocha, who are living in that city, Ovdin, the property that's within that city is lost, is destroyed. Shebechutzala Palatin, but their possessions that are not in the city, the innocent people didn't serve idols, those possessions escape. They're not destroyed. Vishal Rashayim, but the property of the wicked, meaning the people who did serve idols in the Ir Nidachas, Bein Shebesocha, Bein Shebechutzala, whether that property is inside the city currently or outside the city, doesn't matter. Hare Elu Ovdin, all of it has to be destroyed. Okay, now the basis for this is there are two drushas here. The first is the word kol. It says, Hachrem osa ve'es kol asher ba. So kol always comes to add something. What is it coming to add? It's coming to add the possessions that are even not in the city. Also aren't destroyed, not just the city itself. And it says, Hachrem osa it. That extra word it is coming to say that the possessions of the righteous that is belongs in it, that is currently in it, those are destroyed. But their possessions that are out of the city escape destruction.